All right, Lars Lindstrom, man, it's still a long series. If he wins this title, like, you look at that third race as one that, you know, just clutch ride. Great ride by Hunter.
Yeah, unbelievable ride, really, for him. I mean, he had Eli on his ass the whole time and just really didn't make any mistakes.
Nope.
Killed it.
The lappers everywhere, and he's getting through,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Gnarly. Yeah, the last race was better, huh?
Like, oh, why?
The truck, I think, stayed together better. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering if more guys had been out, maybe, and, like, there was less guys on the track, but I don't know if that was it. They just seemed to not rut up as much in certain sections and whatever.
He came up to, like, a pack of three, and I'm like, oh, shit. And then they all kind of spaced out, and you got through them really easy, you know?
Yeah. Maybe they were just a little bit more tired, too, so they were just, like, letting him go by. But yeah. I think, like you were saying, if he ends up winning the title, I think we'll all look back to when I was in studio with you and called it for 75%.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah, for sure.
No, it was a really good ride. Like, yeah, Eli's been really – obviously, he's Eli Tomac, right? So that's the thing where you're like, he needs to get a start. He was trailing in points going in, you know? And, yeah, it's a great ride.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't be more stoked and more proud of him, really. I mean, the leap that he's taken this year to be, you know, like, go from kind of one of the top five guys to, like, elite championship guy in Supercross is pretty phenomenal.
Yep.
He's surprised the crap out of me on how fast he's gotten.
Joe rode really well. You just got to kind of – I think one of the races where you tip your hat to Davies and just say – hey, you crushed it. I mean, Joe rode really well, but what are you going to do? Davies was on it.
Yeah. The fact that he stayed that close is, I think, encouraging for the rest of the series. I mean, we're only three rounds in. We wanted to get through the first round, just get there, you know, make it through. That was sweet. And then he had, you know, he crushed it, he got second.
Yep.
And then you start wanting a little more. And then
two laps away from a podium in Daytona.
Yeah, exactly. And then if he wouldn't have crashed too, right? Yep. And so then, anyways, now, you know, get through these first three. You know, we have a weekend off going into Birmingham and just be in the fight. And we are. We're only 2 points out of it. So stoked on both of our guys right now.
I got to say, though, on my stupid shows this week, I'm going to make fun of Joe for his racecraft. He went for a couple of passes at different times. He didn't have it. It wasn't close. And he lost time. We were like, no, Joe, like in the press box. We're even calling it. And then we're like, what are you doing? Did you notice that?
Periodically, they're like the first year that Joe was on the team, there was a lot of those where we're like, oh man, dude, you gotta have better racecraft. And then last year was quite a bit better, and then I think, you know, he's just kind of getting back into the rhythm of racing with you know, coming off the injury and all that. And maybe because he same thing at Arlington, I think there was a few times where like he lost some time because he
the last lap he went for it, right?
Like that. So maybe he needs to watch the race over again and like, kind of rethink some strategy. Yeah,
we're just like, geez, Joe, you're losing more time, stop that. But he rode like, if you told, hey Lars, Joe is going to be 2 points out of the lead after the three rounds before the break, I mean, you would be ecstatic, right?
I mean, with the way that those guys kind of, I mean, and like Brown not having a great night tonight too, and you know, the consistency that he has and can have and good starts and all that, it's just, like I said, it's encouraging for the rest of the series. I mean, he's in it.
Yep. Great. It's really cold out here, so I'll let you get back in. Thanks for the time.
You're shaking.